Blog Talk Radio.
This episode finds you in good spirits and in good health. And if not, I hope it cheers you up. So this morning we are doing our usual. If nobody shows up, cool. You will just come back on later and do something. We'll see what happens. Shows up. I don't know if anyone will show up. So, yay. Let's see. It's always nice when someone does. I sound like complete shit. I don't know if y'all are like me, having to work during all of this. I mean, most of us have to. I mean, you have to work. You know, you got to work through this. A lot of people are having to. And, you know, that's just the tea on that. So my job, my boss's brother, he's a fucking monster, in my opinion now. I do not think that he's a person anymore. Made a coworker of mine who said she was sick. I don't care if she's faking it. We can't risk it. I can do her job, your job, and my job, and everyone else's at the same time. So why the fuck do we need that bitch there if she is sick? We don't. That's the point. Bitch, go home. So what happened yesterday? This dumb fucking bitch at my job with no fucking mask on comes up to me and I just removed my mask because I'm suffocating back there. I'm by myself. This dumb bitch comes up to me and she goes, you know, I think I am sick because I haven't felt good since yesterday. And I told him that I had a fever, and he tried to tell me, no, you're just being lazy. No, Jerry, you're being lazy because you don't want to do anything besides hide in the fucking cooler and drink beer. We all know why you're here, Jerry. You're here, Jerry, because you needed to crawl back to your dad and brother for a job. Okay, so, you know, I hope you went home and cried after I yelled at you and used your name as a fucking racial slur against you and used your tears as lubrication because your wife will not fuck you. So, anybody who's forced to work by somebody like this, you come to work sick, see if anybody found out about this, the health department would be all over this shit, especially right now. We can't risk. I can't risk it. My mom can't risk it. My kids shouldn't be risking it. So why are these stupid motherfuckers making people come to work sick to expose to the rest of us? Sounds about right. That's what I said, too. Sounds about right. Yeah, sure do. For some reason, white men do not care if you're sick. But now you're getting customers sick and coworkers. Your whole crew will end up sick because you're a moron. Whatever, that's the tea. I'm sure you're just going to come to work today and do nothing. As usual, stand around and talk and be useless because you basically are a tool bag full of rusty tools. You are as useful to me at work as a tampon with spikes. Yes, yes, I said it. But, my worst fear is giving this shit to my mom. Like, I've already had it once, and we did already have COVID once, but we had the beginning of COVID. We didn't have what's going on now. So, yeah, it sucked. It wasn't that bad, but I still do not have taste and smell fully. So, and I'm starting to sound like shit. Yesterday I was feeling like shit, and then I'm like, oh, are you getting sick? And I'm like, I think so, maybe. Now we fucking know why. Because Jerry made fucking Sue work sick. So, you know, people are stupid. I don't know. I'm annoyed. Well, enough about me this morning. Oh, yeah, guys. Oh, yeah. By the way, the Sammy saga. Sketch is getting out with a fucking slap on the wrist. Yeah. Yep. You heard it. Slap on the wrist. He getting out soon. Ain't gonna have nothing. Isn't that just a magician of magicians? I swear. He's good. He's very good. So I'm waiting for him to get out. Yep. He'll be off his shit. We are on good terms. Because right now we both have the same goal, and that is Matilda. Matilda's well-being is the main goal of everything. We are going to join forces, I guess, because I got no choice. If you can't beat them, join them, right? Yeah. Can't beat them, join them. I know it sounds terrible, but anything for my kid right now. Whatever is needed for her, that is what I'll do. I will do whatever I have to keep my daughter safe and happy. I think that's what all moms do, you know? Moms, we just do that. So whilst we wait, let's see if we can attract anyone. We're doing a little bit different than we've been doing. Depending on what it is, depends on who we get. We got our forecast coming up.
My whole life. 'Cause I'm always reppin' for that low life. Low life.
coming in. Mommy's doing a forecast for this week. Be the first quarter moon, which occurs on Sunday, today, at 10:40 a.m. Now, on Sunday morning, today, the first quarter moon occurs when the sun is in Pisces, forming a square with the moon in Gemini. Stop doing it. The crisis theme surrounding any quarter moon phase, as we feel compelled to take action, then go watch a movie if you don't stop. My daughter is 5, but she just defies me like she's 13. Diego, watch this movie. No. She is so bad, y'all. Anyway, I got problems. I got female problems. So anyhow, as we all know, we have a moon in Gemini, and there is a crisis theme surrounding any quarter moon phase as we feel compelled to take action. Shortly after we are made aware of how our actions affect those close to us, perhaps through trial and error. If we begin a project or initiative around the new moon, it may now get off the ground and may face its first obstacles. Now, this phase of the moon occurs at 1 degree and 12 minutes of Cancer, forming a square with the sun at 1 degree and 12 minutes of Aries, affecting people born with personal planets and points, approximately 29 to 30 degrees of mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. Yes, I'm not involved. And the zero, fuck, I celebrated too early. And the 0 to 3 degrees of the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, most significant. So both me and Sammy are going to be stressed in all this. It's great. Tim double time. Bringing in money like raking in leaves. I was just trying to get paid for the seed. Now, this week, the sun is in Aries, Mercury is in Pisces, Venus is in Pisces to the 21st, and in Aries from the 21st forward. Now, Mars is in Gemini. The sun is in Aries, March 20th to April 19th. In Aries, the sun is enthusiastic and spontaneous. We are motivated by the desire to conquer. We're more impulsive and have the urge to initiate. Now, Aries is a sign that bounces back quickly. There is a little shame with Aries. Now, it is brave and pioneering and somewhat innocent. We are direct and rather complicated, but rather become uncomplicated in our needs. But we also will be short-sighted and lack the desire to plan ahead. Now, let's see. Now, in the romantic and relationships, Venus is in Pisces from the 25th of February to today. Like Aquarius, Pisces' love is universal. However, Pisces draws no bounds in love, which Venus in Pisces, we have compassion and perhaps attraction for those who are left out, overlooked, or victimized. We are self-sacrificing, and we have a hard time setting up borders. The walls go down, and we have a hard time saying no, especially if our compassion is engaged. But we are also prone to avoiding all that makes us feel uncomfortable. Wishful thinking is one of the expressions of Venus in Pisces. We can too easily believe that we want what we want to believe. People can be hard to pin down, and love is hard to define under this influence. Pisces never sees the world in black and white terms. Rather, Pisces sees all the colors of the rainbow. with the goddess of love in Pisces are, love is all-embracing. We are able to forgive and understand. We are seducible and seductive, and we show compassion to our partners. Venus in Pisces is tender and affectionate, although hard to reach. Nevertheless, as there is a longing for something that is hard to define and hard to satisfy, borders and boundaries blur under Venus in Pisces. The shadow side of this position is allowing ourselves to be deluded, as well as evasiveness. Now, this week, Thursday and Friday, we're inclined to reach out and make connections as well as a fresh start in our relationship. We are reawakened to the beauty of life around us, and new energy invigorates our close relationship. There could be more graciousness, diplomacy, and charm expressed now, and perhaps some superficiality. While we are proud of our ability to get along with others, we have some tendency to overdo or promise too much. Now, Saturday and Sunday, the 27th and 28th, we have a powerful energy with us for breaking through a problem area in relationships with the goal of repairing and healing. We are open to romantic feelings and more willing than usual to act upon them. This is a good time to make a resolution to repair, heal, and improve relationships. Now, love highlights this week. Beware, immortal complex, a love for the undergod, a search for your soulmate. Such are the experiences associated with the new cycle you're just now beginning. Again, for soul-stirring romance, fuck. A weakness for the week. A tendency to idealize people and relationships. The very aesthetic, very otherworldly. Remember, Venus and Aries, romance at a drop of a hat is part and parcel of the cycle you have just begun. Winning the hearts of others can be a challenge you're eager to accept. And the thrills of the chase might be more, most of the fun. It is the pursuit of happiness, or is the happiness of pursuit? March 17th and 18th, we had a subtle, powerful, and uplifting time for romantic and sexual relationships, new insights and into the relationship and love, strong attractions. Now, the 25th and 26th, Venus conjunct the sun. Good relating is the focus, although some may find this energy superficial in the surface of charm, diplomacy, and harmony. This is the goal, though. The pursuit of pleasure is emphasized here. Venus semi-squared Jupiter, March 26th and 27th, we experience a strong desire for more pleasure in our lives, which can be excessive. Take care not to overstate your feelings or to set up unrealistic expectations in your partnerships. 27th and 28th, Venus conjunct Chiron. Healing energy is brought to love relationships and a new cycle begins. A commitment-friendly transit. Love can heal the wounds. We are open to romantic feelings and more willing to act upon them. This is a good time to make a resolution to repair, heal, and improve relationships. 29th and 30th, Venus sextile Saturn. Relationships are stabilized and steady, although feelings are expressed reservedly, formally or sparingly. A new sense of realism in existing partnerships. Relationships begun under this influence possess a distinctly practical theme, almost as if the partnership is a business endeavor. Now, our void, of course, moon will be today, 8:04 a.m., when the moon's last aspect before changing signs, a square to Venus, until the moon enters Cancer at 8:18 a.m., which is a brief period. Yep. Oh, we had someone on the line, but they did not stay long enough. Sorry, guys. I'm doing something. I'm not looking at the screen. Well, the only person who did show up left. So, it's 11 o'clock, so I am sorry, person who sat on here, but you didn't wait until the forecast was done. So, I don't see anybody else showing up. And it's already 11 o'clock. That's the tea for today. We'll stick with the forecast. I'll be back on tonight to talk about probably some pressing issues that we're going through as a country right now. So that's the tea, everyone. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Black Lives Matter. Fuck the GOP and Donald Trump. And next time, if you're coming onto the show and you hear the forecast part, just stay until I'm done because we had 40 minutes. But that's the tea, everybody, and I'll be back later. Bye. When is Blog Talk going to change to HTML5? That's my question. Done. Come on. Done. I don't care. Fucking done. Why can't I have access to this? I want to end the show, but because I don't have a laptop sitting in front of me right now, I just want to end the show, and now it's trying to make me sign into a fucking Adobe when I just want to end the show. So why can't I have Flash Player? Player from the system. Why? Why can't I just have where we can end the fucking show? Like, this is ridiculous. Yeah, I know. When is Blog Talk Radio going to fix their fucking shit? That's my question. Because this is fucking stupid. Like, seriously. Like, why? Why can't I have fucking Blog Talk Radio in the show? Like, why is it so hard? Come on. You don't move fast enough. Trying to piss me off because my time's just rolling by. No, I already did this. I said end episode. End.